change. It's time for us as a people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat, let's change the way we live, and let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive.
Welcome back to another episode of the Who You Know Show podcast, where what you know is important, but who you know can make all the difference in your business, career, relationships, and life. My name is Trevor Houston, and on this show, you'll learn the strategy, grit, and mindset it takes to overcome obstacles so you can level up in your career, recover your cash flow, and live the life of purpose that God intended for you. Don't forget to look at the mic drop moments time-stamped in the show notes below. And if you've enjoyed today's episode, make sure to pay it forward, subscribe, and leave an honest review so we can improve. Thanks for listening. My name is Trevor Houston, and please enjoy this episode of the Who You Know Show. Now that you know the advantages for accepting change, I want to share with you some survival tips to help you face it when it happens. Because it's going to happen. And when faced with change, we can often feel scared, we feel worried, we feel anxious, and we're all worried about the future. What's gonna happen? Oh my goodness. And here's the deal. Fear is by far the most powerful emotion that humans experience. We often go to the worst possible outcomes in our minds. We're like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And it's kind of like quicksand. How many of you have done this? Let's be honest with each other. Something comes up and you just go to the absolute worst in your mind. I've done it. And it's like quicksand. Like the harder you struggle, the quicker you will sink. This is really powerful, guys. If you're not careful, you can start to manifest those fears into reality. Your focus becomes your reality. So what are you focusing on? And if you're focusing on just the worst possible outcome, well, what else do you expect to kind of like manifest? So you got to be really, really, really careful with this, guys. Here's the thing. Those feelings are natural. We've all experienced that, right? Let's be real about it. But fear can become a force for evil in our lives. How many of you have heard that saying that fear is false evidence appearing real? False evidence appearing real. So it's false, it's not real, but it starts to appear real and it starts to manifest. So it can actually be a force for evil in our lives. For example, some people are scared of trying new things, even when strong evidence supports it. Like, you know it's what you need to do, but you're scared of doing it and you don't, and it prevents you from growing. Others are afraid of making mistakes. So they stick to their routine, even when they know it no longer serves them. And on the flip side, remember, change is inevitable, and positive change requires facing your fears and trusting that the outcome will be worth it. Whether you've just moved to a new city or maybe you're facing a big decision in your life, try to keep an open mind and face your fears head on. And by facing your fears, you'll only grow stronger. Matter of fact, I have implemented this thing in my life. It's kind of crazy, but if something scares me, I have to do it. Like I just have to. I have to prove to myself that I can overcome it. Right? I've implemented that. If it scares me, if it terrifies me, if I immediately feel that like, oh, this is scary, I make a decision right then and there and I have to do it. What that's done for me is it's really built confidence and it's really helped me to grow in my life. I can tell you story after story after story and examples where I've grown leaps and bounds just by overcoming my fears. So here are some tips to keep in mind for surviving any change, all right? We're gonna go over five. Number one, acceptance. Many people fight the overwhelming fact that change is a part of life. It just is. They try to hide from change or force it to go away. But remember, I've said this probably five times today already, change is inevitable. it's not going to just go away. It's inevitable. So it's essential to accept it and embrace it. So that's number one, is acceptance. Besides, you have a far better chance of success if you use your energy to embrace change rather than fighting against it. Right? Remember, this is about energy. Where are you going to spend your time and your energy? You're going to spend it fighting it or embracing it? What's going to give you the better outcome? To truly accept change, you need to expect it even when things are going well. And that's one I'm going to tell you right there. A lot of people, they get blindsided by change. Because if life's going good, everything's, you know, well, job's going good, marriage is going good, kids are good, everybody's good, everything's great, until it's not. So live in expectation of it, and then you can start to look at any change as an opportunity for growth. So that was step number one, is just acceptance. Acceptance, it's going to happen. Number two, prepare yourself for unfamiliar situations. Change tends to happen when you're not looking for it. It's unexpected. Problems come up, but you can use these as opportunities. So for an example, we're seeing lots of layoffs right now. I deal with that every single day with the career transition folks that I work with. Layoffs. But you can look at this as the worst thing in the world, or you can look at it as an opportunity. And those that look at it as an opportunity, I'm telling you what, their job search is so much easier. They have this positive outlook. It's a mindset. And they end up manifesting a position or an opportunity that is better for them in the long run. And that ultimately brings more money, more satisfaction, because they go into it with the right mindset. So look for the opportunities and ask yourself, how can this change benefit me? All right, that's an important question to ask yourself. How can this change benefit me? There's always a positive if you're looking for it. And there's always a negative if you're looking for it. What are you looking for? What are you focusing on? So think about that. All right. Number three, make sense of what is required to deal with the change. What's required? What do you need? When you face an unexpected change, it can be difficult. It can be scary. It can be, like we talked about, you can have fear and anxiety. All of that stuff's true. But you can find peace. I hope that word is really soothing to somebody. Peace. You can find peace by learning more about what you're going through. Well, what does that mean? Well, maybe you could read books on the subject or talk to people who've been in similar situations. Maybe you need to seek professional help. Knowledge is power and can help you meet the unknown with faith. And that will help you to reduce some of that stress and allow you to have a little bit of peace. And when you learn as much as you can about what you're going through, you can have hope. Hope that the situation that may seem dark right now can have a brighter day at the end. So make sense of what's required. What do you need to get through this change? What do you need? And go get it. Step number four, localize your change. Localize your change. Well, what does that mean? Well, there's a lot going on in the world today. And even the best plans, these grand plans that you have for your life, they can flop. You got this grand plan and, you know, life just switches it up and it can flop on you. Rather than making a grand plan, why not try breaking it up? Breaking your change down into manageable chunks. If you have this big old grand plan, it can feel overwhelming. It can lead to stress. It can lead to anxiety. But if you break it down, it becomes manageable. And you're like, okay, great, I'm getting one step closer. It's why when people create courses, do they just make a 5-hour long video and just throw it all at you? No, they break it down into little itty bitty pieces that you can check off and you know you're making progress. And also this way, if you run into problems, you can refocus on those smaller goals. If life throws you a curveball, you can refocus. Smaller manageable chunks not only reduce stress, but they can also keep you from feeling overwhelmed. So that's number four, localize your change. Break it down. Number five, take good care of yourself. If you really want to know a tip for facing change, you got to take care of yourself. You just have to. It's easy to neglect your mind, your body, your spirit when you're in the thick of change. It's so easy. And I'm guilty of that myself. I've done it. Where you have this mountain in front of you and all you do is focus on that, figuring out how you can overcome it. And you start to neglect everything else. You start to neglect your mind, your body, your spirit. Everything else takes a back seat because you just have to, like, you want to put all of your energy towards this. Don't do that. I'm going to tell you, I've done that before, guys, and it's not good. It's not good. You need to put yourself first. Find things that you'll enjoy, whether it's exercising or listening to music or exploring a new hobby, whatever it is, to recharge your batteries, because you will burn out. You will burn out. And having a healthy outlet for stress will not only help you to survive, but also it'll help you to relieve that anxiety and allow you to think more clearly, and you'll be much more capable of solving those problems. But if you don't take care of yourself, listen, you're just headed for disaster, okay? So make sure you take care of yourself. It's super important. And there's no denying that change is a part of life. But by embracing the changes and practicing these tips, you can make them more manageable and even grow stronger. A real quick recap. We talked about step number one is acceptance. It's going to happen anyways. Just accept it, embrace it. Number two, prepare yourself for unfamiliar situations. Number three, make sense of what's required to deal with change. So if you need to go get schooled up, you need to get some knowledge, you need to go talk to some people, get professional help, make sense of it. What do you need? Number four, localize your change. Break it down into smaller chunks, smaller tasks, smaller goals, things that you can actually accomplish and see that you're making progress. Number five, make sure to take care of yourself. Release some of that anxiety, recharge your batteries, go do what makes you happy. Put yourself first, your mind, your body, and your spirit, so that you don't burn out. It's super important. And I really hope to see each and every one of you reaching your goals. You can do it. Let's rock. Let's roll. Let's go.
Thanks for listening to the Who You Know Show podcast. My name is Trevor Houston, and if you've enjoyed this episode, consider subscribing wherever you listen and leave us a positive review to help us keep the mics on in the studio. Until next week, that's the show. It's all about who you know.